Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival here with Saeed Roustahi, director of Lila's Brothers. Good morning. Your film is a big family saga about the heavy weight of patriarchy in Iranian society. What struck me at watching your film was that Iran is a very modern country, but socially it stayed locked to the old, very old tradition, isn't it?
Yes, what you say is right, but I think what's typical of Iran is an extreme complexity, that there is modernity that is rooted in Iranian society and Iranian culture, and at the same time there is the weight of tradition, that there is a lot of hope, you feel hope and energy in Iranian society, and a lot of despair. This contrast that you see in every aspect of Iranian society is something that I have called like a certain state of purgatory. They feel that they are in purgatory, and being in between gives hope. That's why the people go on struggling, because there is hope. But hope itself has a double edge, because when you struggle, it can help you get out of the mess and get a better situation, but it can also drown you even more, because you're just struggling and trying to be your best to create some movement, but you don't know what this movement leads to. So there is a complex situation.
In the film, the character of Lila seems to be the only one actually caring about the crisis that the family is dwelling in. And it's like she is the only one caring and the only one entitled to do something, because the male part of the family just stare there and contemplates and wait for her to do, which is something really disturbing for us to watch.
نه این سخت دیدن ببینید مردم مفعول نیستن مردم همه دارن کار میکنن.
I wouldn't say that the male characters contemplate. They are active in their own way. They work, they struggle, they do their best. But the thing is that in a group, in a family, if you look around you, not everybody has this sense of perspective, this sense of predicting what can happen, to try and improve and to try and move on, and also to have the strength to drag all the others with herself, because she could have gone for herself. She has a job, she could have improved her own life and let the others behind, but she doesn't want to leave them behind, and she feels the responsibility for the group, for the family, and she has this ability to foresee and to aspire to a better future for all of them. This kind of strength, this kind of ability to look towards future is somebody that not everybody has. In a film crew, you have only one director, you have one person who's able to have a general view of where they are headed, to have to design the program for everyone. All the others are executing. It's often the same in a family. One person has this power of initiating the movement for all of them, and the others do what they can. They try to work, they try to follow, they try to have their own way of taking part in this movement, but she's ahead of the others.
Yeah, that was mean. I mean, she's not, her ideas are not followed, are not accepted, are not considered by, I mean, by the family. So this was the thing that I wanted to point out. Of course they do, I mean, the brothers, they do what they can, but still she is considered as she has to do more. This is what I felt.
بنظرم لیلا میدونه اگه خودش اقدام نکنه همه چی دیرتر اتفاق میفته.
Well, Leila knows that if she wants any movement to be started, it has to come from her, that the others are too slow. It takes them time to integrate what's going on and to move on. You see it, I don't like to give these details, but I have to give them. You see that there's one brother, Parviz, that says that he drinks at night to be able to bear his life. You have the father with his drugs also. So they are stuck in a kind of situation that in which there's no movement, there's just this stillness, and she knows that if she wants to move forward, she has to initiate this movement. So it's also a matter of rhythm, a matter of energy. So she knows that she's the one who has to be ahead, and the others do follow her at some until some stage, and as long as they follow her, everything's going fine. The thing is taking shape. It's when they stop following her that everything falls apart.
Well, thanks to Saeed Rustaghi, the director of Leela's Brother from the Cannes Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.